Well, the malls are crazy, and, well, people are crazy while they're shopping, and there's nobody who knows that better than Seth Gold from American Jewelry and Loan. You know the show on True TV, Hardcore Pawn. Seth is joining us on the line. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, season 8 is here, and your family's business, once again in the spotlight with new episodes on True TV. So for those who might not be familiar, though, let's start at the beginning. Your family has run this shop for how long now?
I'm actually fourth generation in the business. So back in the 40s, my great-grandfather started a place not too far away from this location, and now we're still continuing to run.
And it's a huge store, though. Like, it's how many square feet?
Yeah, so it's about 50,000 square feet. So we're dealing with 50,000 square feet, 50 employees, and 1,000 customers every day.
Oh, my God. So what's been the secret to the success, then, of this?
You know, I think the secret to the success of the pawn shop is this is what my family's grown up doing. So, you know, fundamentally, we understand the business, we understand the people that are coming in, and the secret to the success of the show is, I guess, the unpredictability and relatability to, you know, people watching at home.
Let's talk about those people. I mentioned them at the very beginning. I think you know where I'm going with this. You have some very interesting characters that come into your store. They try to pull a fast one on you. Well, we've seen returning fake diamonds, their tantrums on the floor. Has it always been like this? Is it now just people wanting to be on TV? Like, take me there. What's the scene like in your shop?
Yeah, so when you said crazy people, I thought you were just talking about my family. Talking about, like, other people? you know, here's the deal. We deal with a lot of people, and a lot of people use us as a last resort. So unlike people going to the bank, getting money on their bank account, they're coming to the pawn shop. And when we say no, it's kind of one of those final things. And so people are trying all the time to, you know, use their stories on us and, you know, sway us in a way. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's a business decision for us. And although I would like to say it's emotional, it's strictly about business.
Okay, so are they just as over the top when the cameras are not there, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of people, so you see a lot of different situations play out. It is obvious we are filming when some of the customers come in. I mean, there's cameras running around this place, so people know that they're on TV. But like I said, it's a very emotional thing for people. So you can see, you know, how people act and react when they're kind of backed into a corner.
On average, though, how many people are kicked out of your store every day?
You know, contrary to what you see on TV, it looks like it's happening every second of every day. You know, it doesn't happen. It's few and far between. But when it does, I mean, I think that's the most exciting part for people to watch at home.
When somebody brings something in, now I want to try to understand the whole business. So when somebody brings something in, how do you decide, like, how much something's worth and what you're going to give them? Do you make a decision on the spot? Do you consult the internet? Like, how does it all go?
You know, I think you use any resource that's available to you. So basically, most of the transactions that are done here are jewelry-based. So you can look at the gold price and the gold market, and we determine our price based on that. Now, let me turn it around. Most people come in, they look for a loan. So you often hear me on the show ask, do you want to get a loan on it or do you want to sell it? Most of my customers want to get a loan, meaning they want to come back and retrieve their merchandise. So out of 10 people that get a loan with me, how many do you think come back?
I wouldn't imagine very many.
So most people say between 10 and 20%. We actually look between 80 to 90%, and that's a national average.
Oh, wow.
So most of the people that come in to get a loan come back and get their stuff.
Okay. And then sometimes, though, when they come back to get their stuff, as we've seen, like, with a Mac computer or whatever it is, they then dispute and say that you guys damaged it. And
yeah, you know, there's a whole host of things that could go on. So someone might bring in their merchandise with a scratch on it. It's laid up here for 3, 4, 5 months. They get their stuff back, and they all of a sudden just notice this scratch, say that we did it. We don't touch people's merchandise. Once it's brought in, set in the back, leave their stuff, and so people try and pull fast ones all the time.
More with Seth Gold from Hardcore Pawn right after this. Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with Seth Gold from Hardcore Pawn on True TV. Season 8 is here, and what can we expect this season? It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, how exciting. Season 8, you know, if you love the show's fundamental base, meaning the unpredictability, you don't know what to expect, I think you're going to get a kick out this season. You know, last season it ended with me in a little bit of hot water with my dad, which should come as no surprise. But, you know, I think this new season opens up. You finally figure out what I was up to. And, you know, it just goes from there. Just the family drama that doesn't cease to stop and the customer theatrics, I mean, in full effect.
You fight a lot with Ashley, and I'll be honest, she kind of scares me a little bit. Does she hit anybody this season?
I don't know what she's Bible to do. So oftentimes when she's in the store, I'm at the furthest point away from her in the store. So, you know, just listen for the loud, shrieking voice, and you kind of figure out where she's at. So I don't know whether she hit somebody, but I know a couple people get into her face.
Well, I was going to say, though, has she always been aggressive, or has the show or working at the store done that to her over time?
You know, I think that she... You know, there's a lot of unfair things that are said about her, and, you know, ultimately what she wants is a great business like the rest of us. You know, she has her way, which is usually quick, and I have my way, which is usually correct. So, you know, it's one of those things that she's a woman in a man's world, and I think that that doesn't tend to favor her personality or her likeness along the way. But you know what? She's just trying to do what she does, and I don't agree with it most of the time. She acts how she acts. So, you know, it's one of those things that you are painted as a character on TV.
Mm-hmm. Bad. So they say, yeah, you can quit your job, but unfortunately you can't quit your family, and you've got two of them here on this one thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things that I break it down like this. Nobody has your back like family, but nobody knows how to get under your skin like family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and she's protection for you, really. I mean, come on, she could take anybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need my security anymore. I got Ashley, so I'm good. All you need to do is open her mouth, scare everybody away.
There you go. So the big old black guys that we see on the show, you know, she can drop them too, no problem, I'm sure.
Within a second, she has this wrath of fear that she expels her around the store. So, you know, everyone's scared of her.
Well, we're going to be watching. So season 8, it's on True TV Hardcorp on Tuesday nights, right?
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern. So wherever you're at, make sure you tune in and catch up with the Gold family.
All right, check your local listings. Seth Gold from Hardcore Pond, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.